Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting second. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Hauser. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leo Posada. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Kubizin. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Essigian. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hal Jones. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Stigman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Stigman. And now, play ball. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco takes first base on ball four. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Kubizin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubizin hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Pearsall moves to third. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Seaburn moves to second. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stigman fields it and throws to third for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Causey reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Posada moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is walked intentionally. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Posada tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Lump, who tags Power, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey juggles the ball. That's an error on Causey. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Del Greco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0 for 1 in the game. Cubizan strikes out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 1 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 0 for 1 in the game. Posada hits a line drive into right field. Niemann picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Niemann. Posada moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Causey strikes out. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Posada moves to third. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Archer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Held reaches second base with a double. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive for a double play. Two outs. Dick Stigman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stigman is 0 for 1 in the game. Stigman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Posada hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0 for 2 in the game. Cubizan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0 for 2 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano strikes out. Two outs. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Archer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Held strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Stegman fields it and throws to first for the out. Lump moves to second. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lump moves to third. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Lump scores. Hauser moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hauser tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Athletics. Leo Posada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Posada is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Posada strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike DeLahaz pinch hits for Dick Stegman. Mike DeLahaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLahaz hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Cubizan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubizan is 0-for-3 in the game. Cubizan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Win Hawkins now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Causey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Causey reaches second base with a double. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pignatano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Causey moves to third. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Archer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Causey tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Athletics. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chuck Essigian is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essigian is 0-for-3 in the game. Essigian hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Niemann hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco. Niemann reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.